Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Tommy Harper. Batting second. The second baseman, John Kennedy. Batting third. The first baseman, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Rico Petrocelli. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Ben Ogilvie. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Juan Benitez. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bob Montgomery. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Rick Miller. Batting ninth. The pitcher, John Curtis. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, John Curtis. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Walt Williams. Batting second. The center fielder, Buddy Bradford. Batting third. The first baseman, Dick Allen. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Mike Andrews. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Carlos May. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ed Spezio. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Rich Morales. Batting eighth. The catcher, Chuck Brinkman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Eddie Fisher. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Eddie Fisher. And now, play ball. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Brinkman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kennedy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen strikes out. Two outs. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Williams. The throw from Montgomery and he is safe. Williams steals second. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews hits a line drive to right field. Miller throws towards the plate. Montgomery fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Montgomery. Williams scores. Andrews moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, White Sox. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kennedy fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Andrews moves to third. Ed Spezio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spezio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Petrocelli fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morales scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie strikes out. Two outs. Juan Benitez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benitez takes first base on ball 4. Bob Montgomery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montgomery hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards short. Benitez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chuck Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kennedy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller bunts towards third. Spezio picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Spezio. Miller moves to second. John Curtis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Curtis bunts towards the mound. Fisher fields it and throws to first for the out. Miller moves to third. One out. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0 for 1 in the game. Harper hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Miller tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's Red Sox, 1, White Sox, 1. John Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 1 in the game. Kennedy hits a fly ball into center field. Bradford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 0 for 1 in the game. Bradford strikes out. One out. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 1 in the game. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Benitez fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 1 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a pop-up towards short. Morales settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 0 for 1 in the game. Petrocelli takes first base on ball 4. Ben Ogilvy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvy is 0 for 1 in the game. Ogilvy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Andrews hits a ball on the ground towards short. Benitez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. May hits a ball on the ground towards short. Benitez fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ed Spezio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes May. The throw from Montgomery and he is out, Benitez applying the tag. Two outs. Ed Spezio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spezio is 0 for 1 in the game. Spezio hits a fly ball into center field. Harper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Juan Benitez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benitez is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Benitez strikes out. One out. Bob Montgomery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montgomery is 0 for 1 in the game. Montgomery hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Miller hits a line drive into center field. Bradford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Curtis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Curtis is 0 for 0 in the game. Curtis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Montgomery moves to second. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Harper hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Montgomery scores. Curtis moves to second. It's 2-1, Red Sox. John Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 2 in the game. Kennedy takes first base on ball 4. Curtis moves to third. Harper moves to second. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 2 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bradford. Yastrzemski reaches second base with a double. Curtis scores. Harper scores. Kennedy goes all the way around to score. It's 5-1, Red Sox. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Petrocelli hits a fly ball into center field. Bradford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0 for 1 in the game. Morales hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chuck Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0 for 1 in the game. Brinkman strikes out. One out. Rick Reichardt pinch hits for Eddie Fisher. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Morales moves to second. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt hits a line drive into left field. Ogilvy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Petrocelli fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mo Drabowski now pitching. Ben Ogilvy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvy is 0 for 2 in the game. Ogilvy hits a fly ball into center field. Bradford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Juan Benitez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benitez is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Benitez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morales scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Montgomery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montgomery is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Montgomery hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 0 for 2 in the game. Bradford strikes out. One out. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 2 in the game. Allen hits a fly ball into center field. Harper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Andrews hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. May hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Miller. May reaches second base with a double. Andrews moves to third. Ed Spezio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spezio is 0 for 2 in the game. Spezio takes first base on ball 4. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Morales hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ogilvie. Morales reaches second base with a double. Andrews scores. May scores. Spezio moves to third. It's 5-3, Red Sox. Tom Egan pinch hits for Chuck Brinkman. Tom Egan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Egan hits a line drive into center field. Harper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the White Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom Egan now catching. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Miller hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Luis Aparicio pinch hits for John Curtis. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Miller. The throw from Egan and he is out. Andrews applying the tag. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Egan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Harper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morales scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Lee now pitching. Pat Kelly pinch hits for Mo Drabowski. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Benitez misplays the ball. That's an error on Benitez. Kelly moves to second. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 0 for 3 in the game. Bradford bunts towards the mound. Lee fields it and throws to first for the out. Kelly moves to third. Williams moves to second. One out. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 3 in the game. Allen is walked intentionally. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Andrews hits a pop-up into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. May hits a ball on the ground towards short. Benitez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the White Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rich Gossage now pitching. John Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Kennedy is hit by the pitch. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards third. Spezio fields it and throws to first for the out. Kennedy moves to second. One out. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Petrocelli hits a ball on the ground towards third. Spezio fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ben Oglavie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oglavie is 0-for-3 in the game. Oglavie hits a pop-up into center field. Bradford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed Spezio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spezio is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Spezio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Petrocelli fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Petrocelli. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Morales hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Egan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Egan is 0-for-1 in the game. Egan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Spezio moves to second. Luis Alvarado pinch hits for Rich Gossage. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kennedy fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the White Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Cy Acosta now pitching. Juan Benitez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benitez is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Benitez strikes out. One out. Bob Montgomery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montgomery is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Montgomery hits a pop-up towards short. Morales settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Miller takes first base on ball 4. Bill Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Benitez fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 0-for-3 in the game. Bradford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Benitez fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Allen hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 5-4, Red Sox. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Andrews hits a ball on the ground towards short. Benitez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 5, and Chicago White Sox, 4. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.